Elizabeth McConkey, our next composer, was born in 1907 in Broxbourne, Hertford, north of London, of Irish parents. The family moved back to Dublin after World War I. Interestingly, she had little opportunity to hear any music in her growing up years. The only orchestral music she heard while living in Ireland was a performance of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, given by the Halle Orchestra in 1922 when she was 15. After her father died, when Elizabeth was 16, the family moved back to England, and she was accepted into the Royal College of Music, where she studied composition with Charles Wood and Ralph Vaughan Williams. She worked with Vaughan Williams for many years and acknowledges the central influence on her music of both him and Bela Bartok, which I think you'll be able to hear in the piece we're about to listen to. McConkey's compositional output includes concertos, 3 one-act operas, songs, musical theater works, and most especially, the 14-string quartets which form the core of her creative work. In 1932, the year that her piano concerto was broadcast by the BBC, McConkey developed tuberculosis, the disease that had killed her father. She left London for Kent and cured herself by living in a hut at the bottom of the garden. In spite of this isolation, her music continued to be performed and broadcast throughout the 1930s. McConkey married and had 2 daughters, the youngest of whom is the highly regarded composer Niccolò Lafanu. We will hear McConkey's 10th string quartet, which is in one movement. Like the quartets of Bartok, McConkey's reveal highly contrapuntal textures, short chromatic motives, and canonic procedures. Here is what she herself says about the writing of string quartets. Music means different things to different people, but for those whom music is an intellectual art, a balanced and reasoned statement of ideas, an impassioned argument, an intense but disciplined expression of emotion, the string quartet is perhaps the most satisfying medium of all. The pursuit of the argument, its shaping into satisfying musical form, the cut and thrust of the counterpoint, all these stimulate the imagination and stretch the intellect. There lies the perpetual challenge of writing a quartet. It requires the instinct, concentration, and skill of writing a sonnet, with the excitement of driving a 4-in-hand.